Blog Talk Radio.
The Gospel Experience coming back to you with this part two on Forgive, but we are embracing Matthew 6 and 15. I always ask y'all to pray for us. You know, these technical difficulties, sometimes the devil will try to abort this ministry broadcast and just get all in the way, in the circus and the hard drive and all that, but we ain't worried about that because Holy Spirit will come right in and smooth things out, and we will continue on with part two of this broadcast for Fire the Gospel Experience for Forgive Part 2. At the end of part one, you heard new music from Woman of God, my girl, Terry Carroll, with new music talking about I'd Rather Have You and Lord Jesus. Before that, we heard from A.J. Collier and the Band of Believers with Lift the Savior. We're going to continue on with this music and continue to get our praise on with new music from those producers over there at the Edmondson Communications, sending me all this new music. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Y'all are keeping this Fire Gospel Experience hot. Here's Zach Williams and the group One Accord, because don't y'all know that's what we've been saying all the time. We serve a mighty, mighty God.
Thank you.
I had to get my scream on too. We praising God right here on Fire, the Gospel Experience. That's how we roll.
What's going on, family? What's going on? This is Jerry Royce Live Worldwide, a.k.a. the Batman from Charm City, Maryland. And you're listening to Double XI Christian Media. What's going on, family? What's going on? This is Jerry Royce Live Worldwide, a.k.a. the Batman from Charm City, Maryland. And you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson, right here on Positive Power, Double XI Christian Media.
Not a blessing tonight. Now, I might be able to get a witness when we reach back and sing a song that says something like this right here. Fellas, y'all ready? Let's go.
Our blessing delayed. It is not
blessing denied.
Our blessing. So we
love
to be nice. It is love.
God, I'm out of here.
She pressed her away.
And she pressed her.
God, Ronica Bowers and the Blazing Stars. I mean, I seen them at the Williams Singers of Pine Bluff 50th anniversary, and you talk about tearing up the church. I think they're still trying to do some rebuilding and some remodeling. That Ronica Bowers, man, I'm telling you, she was all over it doing her thing for Jesus. You tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience. We're just getting our praise on. We just talk about what we talk about. We're giving God all his just due praise, because it ain't nothing but a praise party when you turn on Fire, the Gospel Experience. Here's woman of God, Lanisha Tyson. Back in the up right here, right here.
Hey, let me tell you what to do when the devil starts bugging you. Just put him where he's meant to be, and that's underneath your feet. You gotta let the devil know.
Did y'all see Grandpapa over there? He was bobbing his head, and I know I seen Grandmama over there tapping her feet. You're tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience. Well, yes, Lord Jesus, we do have a praise party right here, because we uplifting our God, because he deserves all our praise. If you know God like I know God, he's done miraculous things in your life, not just once, not just twice. You ain't got enough fingers and toes to be able to count how many times our God has blessed you. This is that time of Fire, Gospel Experience, where we turn the heat up to those gifted and anointed speakers of the word, those encouragers, those inspirers that have a word of exhortation and encouragement to bless us with word of inspiration. I understand that I schedules get so busy and bogged down. We have so much on our plate. That's why I invite you all to share your 3-minute inspiration on your cell phone recorder and then email it to RonEJefferson60@gmail.com. And then I'll be able to put it in the library. And then I'll have it at my access to play it as many times as Holy Spirit God so leads me. So please, please, please. I'm talking to you brothers and you sisters that have that gift of word spoken, word speaking, and encouragement for the people of God. And maybe even to somebody that's still on the fence deciding whether they want to let God into their life or not. Bring that powerful word to this fire gospel experience. 3-minute inspiration on your cell phone. You got a voice recorder, and then send that bad boy to RonEJefferson60@gmail.com. And I promise you, God will bless you because He gave you that gift for that very reason. But for this particular Word Up segment, I want to share an appropriate piece that Holy Spirit God gave me way back in August 20th, 1996. It's entitled Peace and Love. If we are to build a strong nation, we must remember that we are all God's creation. Let us uplift one brother and one sister at a time as we learn to love each other with all of our soul, body, and mind. Now is the time. The situation is getting worse. Desperate times call for desperate measures. We need to reach out to our children first. Together, we can climb out of this hole before it gets any deeper. But first, recognize and accept the fact that, yes, we are our brothers and sisters' keeper. Every day, I see the decay of our neighborhoods and pray to God above. Give us the strength to spread the message. No more hate. Stop the violence. Our nation and our world needs peace and love. Speaking prophetic words all the way back from August 20th, 1996, because it still seems like I wrote that last week. I know it does. But we're living in times that our Lord Jesus said would happen. So those of us that love Jesus and know the word need to start to be that living epistle that can be read among all men. Amen. Amen. Here's Ricky Bunton and the group Forever Grateful. Because yes, 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 it's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord. Right here on fire. That's what it's been.
Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah. Lord, it's me, oh Lord. Oh, Lord. Standing here on your word. Believing in God's word every day.
Designate Minister John E. Roth, creator and host of the Let's Talk to the Lord Gospel Radio Talk Show, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my song will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and co-workers by telling them about Fire on this station.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle John E. Ross. We got your music coming right up. That is an anointed man of God. He has a wonderful talk show. Talk about Let's Talk to the Lord. You need to check him out. He's on Facebook. I wouldn't tell you no wrong. Everybody I bring to this show is a purpose and anointed by God to do what they're doing. We are embracing the word of God from Matthew 6:15 on this Fire Gospel Experience. We need to just talk about forgiveness, because I'm telling you, it's something about that forgiveness that just puts a knot in our stomach, and then it just builds up, put a knot in our throat, give us a headache. Matthew 6:15 says, but if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And then we're going to slide right on over to Mark, because this thing gets a little bit deeper. Mark 3:29 says, but he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost hath never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation. So that lack of forgiveness, it runs deeper and deeper the longer we allow it to remain and restrain us from following God's will and God's way. So my question, I guess you could say, is what is the one thing that everyone always wants and yet finds it so difficult, I mean, oftentimes impossible to give to others? And no, it's not money. I guess I could have said what are the two things, but other than money, it's forgiveness. We'll throw ourselves at the mercy of the court. Y'all remember the man that was at the king begging for mercy, that had a massive debt in Matthew 18:24. He said, Lord God, I just, please, king, forgive me. Threw himself, probably had his arms wrapped around his leg, crying all over the place, wetting up the man's shoes, and said, I'll pay it in time, which was not an amount that he'd able to pay in his lifetime. His children would have been making payments on it and still been broke. And the king forgave him. And yet and still he went out and found somebody owed him $5 or $10. And he choked the man and threw him in prison. And that was just the wrong thing to do because the king heard all about it. And that's the point that we're trying to make. There's consequences when it comes to unforgiveness. So we're so much lenient with ourselves, but we can be harsh and even cruel with others when it comes to forgiveness. We'll forgive, like so many say all the time, when hell freezes over. Come on now. Or that'll be the day. Or we'll even say some nonsense like don't hold your breath. But we are taught in the scriptures that if we truly have a vertical spiritual relationship with God Almighty, the evidence of that level of one's spirituality will be manifest on a horizontal human level as confirmation. Yet, we struggle with these. I mean, even as Christian believers, we know full well what our Lord Jesus has taught us about our sanctified identification and responsibility to forgive, and we will still tend to blank out. I mean, with an unholy case of amnesia. But the Lord Jesus would not have us to be so. He says, but if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. He's not talking about your human father. He's talking about the Father of all fathers, our Heavenly Father, Almighty God. So, no, the balance of our spiritual scale is tipped up in heaven's direction, where we are required, beloved, to look above and beyond our surface circumstances. Amen. Forgiveness benefits, beloved, us more so than the one to be forgiven. How so? Because where there is no forgiveness, there will be seeds of anger, begrudging, resentment, and more that will only fester into more despicable emotions and behaviors that are not like our master teacher, Jesus, taught and still teaches us today. Then, not only that, beloved, but we allow access for the enemy of men's souls. I'm talking about the devil. I ain't talking about your boss. To come into our close spiritual mental proximity due to those open doors of negative thoughts and emotions. We're talking about our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with spirituality. So we have to understand that these negative thoughts and emotions open up portals, open up invisible doors for demonic influences and forces to come into places where we should have guarded against, and then they have influence over us. Then we become weakened spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and yes, eventually physically, due to our lack of control, which is part of the fruit of the Spirit, self-control. And now we have yielded ground to our enemy, the devil, along with the circumstances of the first issue. See, now we're fighting a war on three different fronts, all because we refuse to forgive. Giving you some good godly inspiration right here on Fire the Gospel Experience, giving you good gospel music to let it kind of settle in your spirit, soul, his jewel, and convert it. Because our God, regardless, he's been so good. Why? You ask me why? Because he understands, he implemented the beautiful power of forgiveness. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jewel and Converter, he has been. Gospel experience. When you found a friend in Jesus, I promise you, you found the friend of all friends. We are embracing the word of God from Matthew 6 and 15, where we're talking about forgive, forgive, forgive. I had to repeat that because sometimes, you know, we fight against that, you know. So we need to understand that it is a beautiful thing to forgive. Our Lord says, but if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father, talk about our Heavenly Father, forgive your trespasses. And even worse, we have God our Father withdrawing His grace and mercy from us, because now we are behaving as those who don't have or even know God, because we have chosen our ways of living. And that's a shame, because that's not the ways of God. Obedience is the best sacrifice that we can give God. God allows us to go our way and deals with us in the same way that we have forsaken His ways with others. When we don't forgive, beloved, others, God withholds forgiveness from us. And it can get worse yet still. You don't believe me? Ask Mark 3:29. It says, but he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost hath never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation. We have an almighty comforter who is in the Godhead as Holy Spirit. There is the unforgiveness associated with him due to blasphemy. And what blasphemy is it? It's right there in John 14 and 17. It says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Amen. Talking about Holy Spirit, God, Spirit of truth. And in John 5 and 32, it goes even further, where it says, there is another that bears witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy saying, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. Romans 3 and 4. Basically, he's saying, let every man that's not speaking what God spoke, shut up. Be quiet. God can speak for himself. And every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God shall establish the thing that he set out for to do, because it is truth. It is truth definitive, ultimately, maximum. And Holy Spirit God comes into our world to comfort, empower, and be a confirming witness, beloved, that Jesus is the chosen one and the only Messiah of God. When those rejectors of Jesus as the Christ, as man's only personal Savior, they are in effect calling Holy Spirit God a liar, that Jesus is not the only way to God. And this is the greatest rejection to Holy Spirit God, the greatest blasphemy, where Father and Lord Jesus refuses to forgive. Are forgiven and must strive to help others come into this great forgiveness that we are blessed with from God. That is only found in accepting our Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Amen. So because forgiveness comes vertically from heaven to earth, and once we accept that through Jesus as our Savior, we are obliged and obligated to take that same gift of forgiveness and spread it horizontally wherever we go. Amen, amen, and amen. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. We are blessing you with everything that we got in Jesus. Amen. And not only that, when we experience great love, when we experience great forgiveness and great joy, we can't help but love you, Lord. Here's Gospel Artist Petula Beckel talking about how this great forgiveness gives us the greatest response we could possibly give, and that's our love, our loyalty, our commitment, our obedience to God Almighty for all of our days, and that includes eternity.
I love you, Lord, I adore your name, and I come before you to worship and honor and praise.
I love you, Lord, I adore your name, and I come before you to worship and honor and praise.
I love you, Lord, I adore your name, and I come before you to worship and honor and praise.
Fighting and
Yes, Lord, we get our praise on in so many different ways right here on Pioneer Gospel Experience. Yes, yes, yes. That's that jazzy gospel sound that you just can't help but just kind of just rock and just sway with it. That's how we roll. Amen. Thank you, my special guest, woman of God, Iva Foster Pace, for coming in with her profound inspiration and just thanking her for being such an anointed woman of God with that awesome music ministry. I want to thank each and every one of you all. I want to thank each and every one of you all for voting for me on this 2020 Span Awards Wild Card nomination. I was just shocked and surprised, and I just thank you for all those that choose to vote for me. And if you choose to vote for another gospel radio person, I ain't mad at you, because I want you to vote for who just moves in your spirit, because God is going to get the praise and the glory, because I already feel like a winner. I just want to leave you with these final words talking about missed blessings. The only thing worse than missing your blessing is finally realizing it just after the blessing has left the building. Get that blessing while you can. Stay obedient. Love God. Let Him use you until He can't use you no more. So until next time, y'all be blessed. I'm going to leave y'all with my special guest, Iva Pace Rose, talking about new beginnings. Because don't worry about what's going on today, because God is a creator. He can create a new day for you right in the middle of whatever's going on. Y'all be blessed in Jesus' precious name.
He will bring it to pass. If He gave you a promise, it's so the way.